brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The in-studio video cam will go live in T-minus 30 minutes. Richard Reeves will be in studio with Inside Ron Paul info. A lot of key information. News Blitz coming up the last 30 minutes of the show. I'll also open the phones up when Richard Reeves is in studio with us. We'll even open the phones up now if you want to talk to Bob Chapman in the next 30 minutes. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. The premiere of the Arnold audio is coming up in about the next 15 minutes or so. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to Bob Chapman. Bob, you got the floor. What's happening with the economy as it continues to deteriorate? Everybody's admitting we're in a recession. Bush said last night, the North American Union meeting, that the recession doesn't exist, just like the NAU doesn't exist.
Mr. Bush wouldn't know the truth if it jumped up and bit him on the cheek. But he is incapable of telling the truth about anything. But getting back to the facts, yes, we've been in recession for over 2 years. And it became noticeable a year ago November in the manufacturing sector, and then this past November in the consumption area, especially evolving now into services. Unemployment's not 5.1%. Unemployment is over 14%. And I think the public has really got it now, and that's showing up in the figures for consumer confidence. They know that the government is just plainly and simply overwhelmingly lying to them. And so the financial end of our economy and the world economy has been, for the last 8 months, on the edge of collapse. And the only thing that's kept the financial system from collapsing is money, which is being created and guaranteed by governments, such as the United States government, which is being, in the case of the United States, given out to financial companies by the Federal Reserve, is what's keeping the thing afloat, and it's not going to work. The lower interest rates, the increase in money and credit, it will not work. You got to look back and see that money and credit has been increased by the Federal Reserve for the last 4 years at over 6%. It's now averaging over 17%, and it's the 18 of 20 major governments are doing the same thing. So there'll come a time when no one will want to, or very few will want to, borrow money or be able to borrow money, and that's when the system's coming down.
Bob, I know you scan all the financial news. In the last week, three different European central bankers came out and said that when the Bear Stearns situation came up in late March, that it almost collapsed the global economy completely, and they say it could happen any time. They're now starting to talk about total implosion. You're still saying, and I agree with you, that it's controlled. But are they trying to hedge their bet because what they're doing is so dangerous they may lose control of their blood-sucking and that it may explode out of control?
Well, quite frankly, I think it's in part disinformation accompanied by good information, which is not unusual for these people. And I still contend that Bear Stearns was a financial assassination, and they didn't want anybody to see the books of and the trouble that J.P. Morgan Chase was in. And they didn't care for Bear Stearns because they were outsiders.
And so by absorbing Bear Stearns, that gave cover to the Federal Reserve to energize its own shareholder, J.P. Morgan Chase.
Exactly.
Bob Chapman, stay there. We got a break again. Long segment coming up. Your calls for Bob Chapman. We'll talk about the food shortage, what he thinks is behind that at 1-800-259-9231. You can also call me in here on the studio phone number at 512-646-5400. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Those are the coordinates. Go now.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Emo wrote a news article yesterday titled, it's actually 2 days ago, on April 21st, Sunday, I guess it'll be Monday, Food Shortages or Globalist Depopulation Agenda. And then he answers the question with all the declassified government plans. Kissinger's 1974 plan for food control genocide, how the IMF and World Bank would go in and make the countries let Big Agri in to shut down food production, how they would stage wars to reduce food production and starve people, how they would use IMF and World Bank loans to make countries sign on to that, to carry out sterilization and one-child policy. India tried to enforce it. China's the only successful one to do it on a large scale. Peru did it. And it's all documented here. And then notice they've said, we need a global tax for world poverty and hunger and for evil carbon that humans exhale, that plants breathe. Forget all the toxic waste. Forget all the genetic engineering, all the real environmental problems. No, we need to have 10 million government-controlled corps led by Al Gore. This is like Mao's little red book with his youth brigades, the communist youth brigades. This is serious. Look it up. I'm not joking. Out pushing all of this on us. And so here they are openly engineering the operation. The public doesn't know how to look these documents up. They don't know about the IMF World Bank documents that came out in 2002, how they admit they engineer it then. We have multiple sources, Club of Rome documents, CFR documents, Richard N. Haass writing for the CFR in a public paper saying we'll use the threat of terror. This is a decade ago. It was just republished. They're bragging again. And the threat of carbon as a way to, quote, make humans the enemy, and the state will organize society around making humans the enemy. So they're engineering a lot of this. Weather plays some into it. This is globalization. The country that could feed the world over 3 to 4 times, depending on which harvest it was which year, now can't even feed itself and imports close to 40% of our food. Bob Chapman, international forecaster, what do you think's really behind this? What's your analysis?
Well, there are a number of things, and I'm going to go through them rather quickly. The first is higher prices for food and the shortage of food is inflationary. And the inflation has really been caused by the central banks, particularly the Federal Reserve. And so in order to deflect people away from the source, which can be the only source of inflation, the Fed, they create these situations where there's a shortage and there's higher prices.
Let me stop you. I forgot that point. That's exactly what I saw about a month ago when this really, there's so many facets, I forgot that. They at first were claiming that food prices were up because of a shortage, not because of inflation. Go ahead.
And that was the original message. Now, the ultimate for this is people control. That's their next step. And they would do that by rationing or limiting prices, which all of which doesn't work. China's tried it, and it doesn't work. And Nixon tried it, and price controls are ridiculous. And the third thing is that one of the major reasons for all of this is, as you've pointed out in the readings that you've read, which I've read as well, they want to get rid of the useless eaters. And that's the third world that just seems to be hanging around. And, of course, it's a profit center as well. And that brings us back to the ethanol aspects of this, where a lot of this agricultural produce is going. And 85%.
And by the way, to interrupt, Bob, not just in the U.S., Brazil, Europe, they're all turning their corn and other things into this ethanol. That's not biofuel. That's done with trash, folks. That's a good thing. This is separate from what Willie Nelson's doing. This is taking the raw materials and engaging in this. So bottom line, just like the Federal Reserve banks have engineered the financial implosion to consolidate, but as you said, it's gotten out of control, they're engineering much of this and then still posing as the savior. That's their formula. Create the crisis, offer the solution. The solution is the next phase of their intensifying control.
I agree. And Brazil is using sugar. Europe, like we are, using corn and other things, and which takes away from production for edible grains and beans and things like that, which people need. Now, the profit center aspect would be 85% of ethanol, which is produced, at least in the United States, is produced by ADM, Archer Daniels Midland. And that company, the majority ownership, lies in the hands of the Anders family, who are all aluminous.
So where do you see this going? They have food riots in over 50 countries, they're reporting, on a daily basis, from Indonesia to Egypt, from, you know, areas of Africa. There's all sorts of crises, all sorts of strikes, all sorts of power outages. It's like civilization, and this isn't just over-reportage, they're actually under-reporting it. It's like things are unraveling. Is it that the globalists have gotten so busy snatching up the infrastructure and have gotten so greedy that they're not even managing things well now and things are just unspooling?
Well, it's planned chaos. And it's all part of the things like when you have financial problems, like back in 2000, 2001, I predicted there would be an incident, which happened to be 9/11, and that there would be an invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan. And why? To keep people's eye off the ball. If you have wars going on over there, people aren't paying that much attention to what's going on in the economy, and the fact that that time we were in a recession. Of course, we were pulled out by this gargantuan creation of money and credit, and the boom that which turned into a bust and a bubble by the Federal Reserve and the housing market. And so this is another distraction, this let's starve them to death situation. And that's exactly what they're doing, and it's not going to stop. They're going to keep right up with it. When even the G7 said the other day at their meeting, we've got to stop making ethanol from edible agricultural products. And I didn't hear anything else after that.
It's amazing. I want to take some calls, Bob, but there's other financial things happening of the entire pantheon of developments in the next few minutes. What is important that you'd like to impart to our audience before we take calls?
Well, I think the most important thing that people should realize is that the financial system is broken. And they are not going to be able to resuscitate it. They're going to be able to extend it for some period of time. That period of time is unknown, 2, 3, 4, 5 years at the very most. And in the meantime, what will they do to offset that? They'll have more wars. They'll probably have a draft and selective service. They'll continue with their weather-controlled disasters, such as New Orleans, and the things we're talking about here about price of food and the unavailability of food.
Let me stop you again. For listeners out there laughing, it's on the Weather Channel. It's declassified. When it got declassified, I had the father of modern weather weapons, meteorologist Ben Livingston, on the show twice, and he came to Austin for me to interview him. It's on PrisonPlanet.tv. They had certified in 67, Stanford Research Institute, Naval Weapons Laboratory that he ran, that they could create, kill, stop, steer, empower, weaken, anything they want with hurricanes, and that was with primitive technology, Bob.
And it's probably a lot better now.
Well, you know, meteorologists said that Katrina acted very bizarre and that they did blow it up in the flood of the 20s, and the evidence is they did blow up the levees this time as a big martial law drill and as a way to snatch the property and give it to casino builders, which they've now done.
That's right, and that's how they evolve these things. And they're all plans. Some of these plans are 20 and 30 years in the making.
Well, one year before New Orleans, they made the movie for FX Channel, Oil Storm, starring Mayor Ray Nagin, where a hurricane hits and floods New Orleans. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, you kind of left me flat-footed here, but these different events are all part of a move to make people confused, so they won't act on things, so that they don't understand things. I mean, you come out and say we have the people who the person who is involved in weather alteration in the program, and yes, it is a fact. That's great, and then a lot of people are going to believe it because you've had him on, but most of the people don't listen to these programs, and so consequently, most of the people are going to believe what they hear on the news, on the general media, and so consequently, people are going to remain confused because they really don't know what the truth is.
Yeah, Bob, I was backing up.
To get it out to them.
I agree. I was backing up what you were saying because people probably almost ran off the road when you said that. And weather, I mean, they flooded the Ho Chi Minh Trail in Vietnam. They had weather control. I mean, this much of this is declassified. And it's just the globalists are playing God. We're going to do one more little quick segment with Bob. We're going to take three calls, one from Dwayne and Mike and one from Joe. Bill, Chris, and others, you can hold. We'll get to you after Bob is gone. We're going to break now, come back with just a five-minute segment, take three quick questions for Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com. In the 30 seconds we've got left, Bob, pick a date. I mean, so you're saying you don't think the economy will implode completely in the next year. You think, though, on the outside 4 to 5 years. So are you saying 2 years from now, on average, you're saying that's probably the date, or what are you saying?
No.
You're saying you don't know?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it seems to me things are deteriorating faster than even I thought they would, and I hope we've got 3-4 years But a lot of people are out of work. The truck drivers I know are going out of business. I mean, it is just amazing what's happening. Final segment, Bob Chapman, your call straight ahead. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
All right, the Arnold Schwarzenegger audio of him being called a Nazi.
Well, I'm not the
kind. And key info being brought up really upset the weak coward. We'll be playing that audio coming up in the next segment. Let's go back to Bob Chapman and your calls. Joe in Arkansas on the network phone number. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm Joe from Wisconsin, but it's good to talk to you, Bob and Alex. I just wanted to comment on the food situation. Monsanto is building that seed bank up in Scandinavia, but at the same time, they're also pushing GMO foods on us. And that doesn't necessarily scare me, but they had this outbreak of hoof and mouth disease in England. All relates back. It was one of these contaminated releases, that their solution was scorched earth. They just,
by the way, it was admitted that the government released it. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was a scorched earth policy, though. They just killed all the herds for, like, thousands of miles, just kill everything. And what scares me most is now with their seed bank, they can say, oh, the entire biosphere, we contaminated. Well, we'll just have to scorch earth all of you. And, well, the inflation rate also is, you know, under my skin, too. But I'm most concerned about what they're going to do about food.
Okay, let's go to Bob and get his take on that. Yeah, Monsanto's business plan, they admit, is to infect everything. Go ahead.
Well, I've been very, very disturbed with what Monsanto and a few other firms have been doing for the last 15 years. I've been writing about it. And in the process, Monsanto has made a great deal of money. And I don't think most people realize that. Their stock has gone from $18 a share to close to 100. And that is as a result of their earnings. And I think what the intention of the Illuminists is through Monsanto and that handful of firms, they want to control in total all of the production of food in the world.
And that's why they literally block anybody from suing Monsanto or stopping their activities. They are a part of the larger program. You can always tell when something's on the inside track because it's given total protection.
Exactly. And that's what's gone on with them and others. And if you notice, there's merges and merges and merges. And when all is said and done, we'll have two or three firms doing what Monsanto's doing, and that'll be it.
And then they'll all just intermarry, and it'll be a new imperium. Thanks for the call, Joe, in wherever you're at. Let's talk to Dwayne in New Mexico. You're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, Dwayne. You're on the air.
Oh, let me hear you, Alex.
Yeah, go ahead.
Awesome. First, I wanted to say what's up to Kurt. We miss him in his old job, but glad he's fighting the fight and doing what he needs to do. I've been doing a lot of video watching and reading on mind control experiments and so on and so forth, and I was reading an article you guys reposted by Alex Ansari about mind control through television and how it accesses the reptilian brain, so on and so forth. Anyways, I was wondering, with food prices going the way they are and fuel prices going the way they are, and these crazy conspiracy theorists who mentioned that fuel prices and food prices were going to be skyrocketing, everything is now coming true, yet you still see people ignoring all the evidence of a total collapse happening. The mainstream media doesn't comment on the tent cities, and everybody says it's okay. You know, Ben Bernanke admits to the Federal Reserve causing the first Great Depression, and then, you know, everybody's okay with the Federal Reserve causing this next one. I mean, obviously, people aren't waking up. And
look. In disasters, when they tell people that a dam is broken and high water's coming in 5 minutes, there's always a percentage that will deny it and stay and die. There are always people when a ship is sinking who refuse to leave, saying everything's fine. They are in denial. But they were the minority 100 years ago. The government, the psychological warfare experts, have ingrained the public on how to be cowardly, denial-stricken creatures. Bob Chapman?
Yeah.
I agree. And, you know, it's human nature to take the easy way out and say, gee, I hope it doesn't happen. I don't believe it can happen, and it's not going to happen. And just all too many people are doing that today, probably 70 to 75% of the population. And it includes a lot of bright people who just can't be bothered by naysayers who bring all these facts to light because they just think it can't happen.
Well, aside from getting everybody to take out their TVs into the middle of nowhere and lighting them up with 223, I mean, what exactly can we do? It seems like everybody's okay with everything going to hell in a handbasket. And, you know, even though they're starving, they don't want to fight. And once they're starving to the point of no return, it's too late. They're going to be too weak to fight.
Most of the public will beg the black uniformed thugs to stab them with bayonets and kill their children. And sounds sarcastic, but no, a lot of them love being slaves. Bob Chapman, thank you for spending all the time with us today, sir.
I'll be back, and thank you for having me.
You bet. We'll be right back ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. More calls straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Bill Diggle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well, rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients. Your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's AlkaVitaHealth.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, and like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful, give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been to street, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows.
Theme.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
Richard Reeves is going to be in studio with us coming up here in about 5 minutes. I am going to stream the YouTube video downline for PrisonPlanet.tv members. This is just a Schwarzenegger test video. This has not been put out yet on the main YouTube channel. That's why we're not giving the address out, because Luke wants to do a better encoding of it, which is great. But just for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers who are watching right now, you know, the radio listeners are listening on the internet, they're listening on satellite, they're listening on AM and FM dial. That's all free. PrisonPlanet.tv members, they're able to see the in-studio cam, the document cam. They're able to see all of it. So we're about to play this Schwarzenegger being confronted by Luke Radowski, other members of We Are Change. The video starts with Arnold picking his nose and examining the contents. It is sophomoric, but it just shows everything's scripted, how the media covers up and only shows the good side or the flattering side of Schwarzenegger. And then Luke walks beside him, and people try to push him off and try to stop him and try to threaten him, bringing up Kurt Waldheim, bringing up Arnold wears Nazi belt buckles. It's just amazing. I want to commend We Are Change, and I want to just commend everybody out there. So here is the video of this. Ladies and gentlemen, the audio for the radio listeners, PrisonPlanet.tv members, this is the maiden voyage. You are seeing this video now for the first time.
Did you all know Pimple, one of the great students of this university here?
Can you comment on Kurt Waldheim, sir?
Your brother-in-law,
What about him? Comment on him. He's your buddy, right?
Can I help you out?
I just asked him a question. He wouldn't answer my question beforehand. I was there in front.
I'm Aaron McClear, Governor's Press Secretary.
Hey, my name is Luke.
Hi, Luke.
Oh, you're the secretary?
Yeah.
Maybe we could exchange contacts or something. Up.
Yeah. What do you need? I understand. You're piling questions in. What can I help you with?
With Kurt Waldheim, we just want to comment.
Please,
Kurt Waldheim is his good friend, good buddy. We just want to comment from him about his relationship with him.
For sure.
Okay. Thank you.
What's this?
This is just something my friend gave me to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where are all these from?
These are press passes.
Yeah. How'd you get them?
I registered them. I come from Austin, Texas. I'm a reporter.
Okay.
Austin, Texas. Infowars.com. You ever get a chance, I got that website. Reported people by the people. You work for the university as security? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Just make sure everything's okay?
Yeah.
Any questions over here, ask me.
Okay.
We're just journalists trying to do our job. All right, thank you. We were very nice to Arnold Schwarzenegger in the beginning, but since he never wanted to answer any of our questions, we decided to step it up a notch. Hey, Arnold, you still got your Nazi belt on?
Got the SS belt on today, Arnold.
You got the SS belt on? Why don't you answer questions about your friend, Waldheim, who's a known Nazi war criminal? What'd you do at the Bohemian Grove, sir? What'd you do at the Bohemian Grove? You came to the Bohemian Grove, yes you did.
I lived because of you.
We threw you out of the inside, so you get out of here.
Do you have your SS belt on again? What about your father who was the SS officer? Your stepfather was the SS officer. You said in your book you loved Hitler. You did. It's a comic.
Otto, we keep up the comic shit since 9/11. Come out saying that the buildings were exploded.
So, Otto, no comment about your friend Waldheim, who's a known Nazi war criminal who you said you loved publicly, sir? I'm not doing nothing, man. Answer the questions. What about your friend? I'm not doing nothing, man. Don't worry about me. I ain't... Any comments on Kirk Waldheim, your good friend, who you said you love, who's a Nazi war criminal? Any comments on that?
Governor, is that a baseball?
Excuse me. Just tell me where to go. I'll go.
What about Bohemian Grove? Can you come out yet on it? No problem.
Stop, please.
Mr. Governor, we just got a baseball?
Arnold, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
We know that you're a Nazi, and it's not going to be hidden. We know that, sir. You're Nazi history. You won't be
governor.
Stay on the sidewalk. Stay on the sidewalk.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Stay on the sidewalk, please. Mr. Schwarzenegger, please. You got an autograph for me? Arnold, thanks for coming, Arnold.
You will never get a new world order.
Arnold,
we know that you're a Nazi.
Can you give the graduation speech for
2009? Because a book of the guy. And then
okay, folks, we are back live here, and we're going to be taking calls later in this hour and into the fourth hour today. Again, Luke, we just got in the mail this morning the Arnold Schwarzenegger footage that we were just streaming to PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. You notice it's a YouTube template, but this is a test because they're uploading a better quality version of it. Right now, this one cut off some of the websites and things, so they're redoing it. That's why we're not showing you the title of the video, because it's a test video, but the higher quality one will be up in the next hour or so at wearechange.org, Infowars.com, We Are Change Rhode Island, where this took place, and these individuals, there's a lot more on the video, people freaking out that they dare talk bad about their god, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, understand, his father was an SS captain who ran an entire city and sent thousands to their deaths. That's admitted. Then, when his father died, his mother married the number two SS guy from World War II in Austria. Just amazing. But this type of stuff is going on. Here's the black ski mask police in their little German outfits. I don't want to bash the Germans, their little Nazi outfits. To keep Lord Schwarzenegger safe from the evil American rabble. And the cops get to be above the law and get to drink and drive and get to do whatever they want. So it's fun to be part of that whole system. Okay, till about 30 after in the next hour, so for the next 40 minutes or so, we're going to have my good friend Richard Reeves here in studio with us. And Richard has been deeply involved with the local Ron Paul campaign, the local Ron Paul meetup group here in Austin, one of the largest in the country. And he was bringing up broker convention to me 6-8 months ago before it was all the big buzz. And so I thought that I would have Richard Reeves in studio with us because there's some people in the camp who, if you say that Ron Paul isn't going to be president, they will get mad at you and say that you're an Al-Qaeda terrorist, basically. I'm joking, but they say, you know, next to that. There are others who say, no, we're just trying to take over the party, take over the state and federal platform of the party. We're trying to inject real issues at the convention. I'm all for that. Some have misconstrued what I have said and have claimed that I am against Ron Paul people becoming delegates. That's not what I said. I have just talked to people in Minnesota and in Tennessee and in Missouri and other places where they were told of the Ron Paul campaign at the delegate process at the county level months ago that if you are a delegate and if for John McCain votes, then you need to then go vote for McCain. I rarely have coughing attacks on air, and I'm having one. It's about every five-year occurrence. I'm not quite sure why I'm having one, but perhaps somebody can get me some water. Actually, I do know why. I was eating a sandwich, and you start eating sandwiches like in a three-minute break, trying to gobble the whole thing, and you end up having some go down the wrong hole, then you ignore it. And I guess having a little piece of food in your lungs doesn't feel too good. All right, I'm feeling better now. Richard, you having fun in here?
Yes, sir. I think my eardrums just got blown out there. Alex, thanks for having me in the big InfoWars ivory tower today.
Yeah, the ivory hubble. Oh, my God. Jeez. I muted the mics and tried to roar the piece of food out of my lungs. It didn't work, but it dislodged it for a second. I want to start over here, Richard. While I compose myself, just tell us about yourself and why this is so important. And there's different camps in this whole movement that I support. There's a few camps that I just think are misguided. But I mean, try to break down the delegate process and how these things really work for people who are laymen out there.
Okay, well, ultimately, the bottom line is, let me start with the bottom line. What this is about is the number one thing you talk about all the time, and that's waking people up. It's getting in the Republican Party, waking these people up, getting them on our team, and the consequence of that and a side effect of that is growing our numbers. Waking people up grows our numbers, and so that's simply what it's all about. And at the same time, we can enjoy the synergy of taking back the Republican Party, which is one of the major parties in our country. It's like you've got two big battleships out there when it comes to parties. You've got the Republican battleship and the Democrat battleship, and the Republican battleship is listing to one side thanks to the bad leadership they've had for so long that we've got a real opportunity. And Aaron Russo talked about this on one of the last interviews he had with you prior to his passing. He talked about trying to get in the Republican Party and getting it taken over. Now, I know that the focus, unfortunately, has been a lot about the possibility of a brokered convention, and that was a very valid possibility up till when Romney suspended. When Romney suspended, when he stepped out, which I think was March, it was right after the March primaries. No, actually, I think it was February 5th or 6th, about 2 days after Super Tuesday, when Romney stepped out, then that really reduced the chances of having a brokered convention. And we can talk about the details of that. But bottom line is, I'm very, very excited about what's happened over the last year and a half. And at the same time, I'm frustrated as well. But in general, we have a lot to be excited about going forward. And the thing about us becoming delegates, like I say, we get involved in the Republican Party. We're going to send a contingent here in Texas, somewhere between 10% and 30% Ron Paul loyal delegates to the state convention. As a matter of fact, one of the projects we're working on now is we're going to be sending out DVDs to the entire delegation, and including the alternate delegates that are going to the state convention in Houston. We're going to be sending them out DVDs, so we're going to work on waking those people up, and that's what needs to happen all over the country. We need to have all these Ron Paul meetup groups, which, by the way, That is one of the most exciting things that's come out of this whole thing are these Ron Paul meetup groups. Prior to January of 07, we really didn't have any way to link up patriots, liberty, and freedom lovers all over the United States. We didn't have a way to link them all up, get them networked together, and those Ron Paul meetup groups really made that possible. So I would encourage all the folks out there in this audience that I know are awake about the New World Order, they're hip on the left-right paradigm being a fraud, they know about the Federal Reserve, I would encourage them to, by all means, we've got to keep these Ron Paul meetup groups all over the states and counties, cities, you name it. They need to keep on going and growing their numbers.
By the way, this information is so important that I'm not even going to go to break myself on my end of the Internet streams and for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. The network will break here in a few minutes. I'm just going to continue, and then we'll come back for the AM and FM affiliates and Troy affiliates that are out there. We are with Richard Reeves. He is a coordinator here in Austin, really doing a great job keeping the Ron Paul revolution going. And I'm going to try to clarify my position on all of this and where I stand when we get back. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Back live talking to Richard Reeves, does some camera work for us, and also a local Austin activist, known him for many years, and he's been intimately involved in this move to get Ron Paul people to take over the delegate positions. Richard, try to describe the different camps, because from my perspective, there are different camps. There are people that say he will be president. We are going to take the delegates. John McCain will not be the nominee. And then, meanwhile, Ron Paul's put out press releases saying, no, looks like McCain will be the nominee. Give your, you know, if your delegate is for McCain, give it to McCain. And then I just point that out, and people say, oh, I'm making that up. It's not true. And then say that I don't support Ron Paul people taking over the delegates, when I've said I think they should take over the delegates, take over the platforms, inject real issues, take over the party to stop election fraud, and to be able to inform other Republicans and wake them up to the fact that the mainline Republican Party is not constitutionalist and is two sides of the same coin. That's my position. Maybe I should ask it this way. What is your view of what this delegate takeover is really about, Richard Reeves?
Well, my view is that we just need to do what Ron Paul has said, and that's to have as many delegates there at the St. Paul Convention as possible. Now, will that be enough to win? Who knows? I mean, the only possibility
I'm saying Ron Paul does want everybody to take over the delegates for him.
Well, he said that in the past. I haven't heard him in the last month what he said on that. But the thing of it is,
hold on. Where is he saying that he wants the people that are taking over the delegates to make him the nominee?
Well, on the website in the past, on RonPaul2008.com, he said what we want to do is ultimately have as many delegates vote for Ron Paul as possible.
Yes, he did say
up
that.
At the St. Paul Convention. And as far as I know, that's still the stance. Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, that does not mean that he wants people that are bound to John McCain. Like here in Texas, the rules of the Republican Party state that the delegates that go to the St. Paul Convention are bound and contracted to vote for John McCain. So on those, I say we don't mess with those. We follow the rules.
But to be clear, there are some people, because this is a grassroots deal, who want them all.
Well, and of course, that's fine. But the thing is, to me, the more realistic, I think Ron Paul, there's still an outside chance that something can happen. I mean, we know John McCain has had health issues in the past. Look at Gary Hart years ago, one of your favorite CFR guys. Gary Hart was a big leader in the Democrat Party for a nomination back few elections ago.
He had it in.
He went down. And the other thing about McCain is he has got federal election commission problems in a big way.
Well, that's the thing. He openly goes to England, and every one of those contributions is a felony, and so does Hillary. And nobody, I mean, they just commit felonies everywhere.
Well, I understand that. But with the FEC case, the part I'm talking about is that he agreed to do public financing of his presidential campaign back sometime in 2007. In the fall of 2007, he used that potential
and
money.
He's now maxed that out, and now he's young.
Well, there's actually kind of three issues on it. He used the public financing opportunity coming up. He used that as a way to actually collateralize a loan to continue his campaign in the fall of 2007. Then on top of that, since he accepted public financing, the skids were greased for him to get on ballots all over the United States, which normally he would have had to pay fees or maybe gather signatures. He had a lot of hoops that he had to jump to get on these ballots, that by accepting the public financing for a presidential race, he was put on these ballots basically for free. And that's now a controversy as well. Then
there's no doubt that they mean to give it to a Democrat. He's a dead horse. They're just running to make it look like, kind of like Bob Dole.
He's a Bob Dole candidate, exactly.
That they ran against Clinton. So you guys think that the media is not going to destroy him until he gets the nomination officially. And then they'll destroy him.
It's our job to inform the Republican Party and those conventioners and delegates, hey, these are issues with John McCain, so we need to do that.
Richard, I totally agree.
There we go.
That's where I think you guys should take over the delegates. I've just been told that I need to support trying to push him for president.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Jerry.